the one who will meddle in quarrels not his is grabbing a dog by the ears. A man who shoots arrows of flame and death is as one who deceives without tears. That's Proverbs 26, verses 17, 18, and 19. From the 2004 version of Yours Truly. And that's our daily proverb for today, little children. We're studying the Trojan War article, chapter 12, at the moment. We've come to, I'm not sure if we've done paragraph 2 yet. I just realized I'm not sure. Okay, let's check. We covered more than just one paragraph yesterday, so I lost track. But oh yeah, we only did paragraph 1. Okay, that's what I've got written down here. It seemed like we did a lot. It seems like we've covered more, and I know we have. So paragraph 2, it says. Yeah, all of this chapter is a review of the article. So in paragraph 2, we're reviewing chapter 2, and so on. So chapter 2, since there are 12 chapters and 12 paragraphs in each chapter, we'll be able to review every chapter in this chapter 12. And in chapter 2, we talked about the Sothic alignment of Egypt. And it was not the same as what we have now. So we, at that time, believed that Pharaoh Seti, who was the father of Ramesses II, that he co-ruled, and that his year 4 was 1315 BCE, which was year 1 of his son. So we didn't have the same alignment as we have now, because we were trying to align with 1315 at that time. And certainly, you can do that. You can align it with that if you don't have the same value for the Arcus Visionis, or it's really a combination of the latitude of the observation, how far north you are, in other words, or, and that is combined with, I should say, the visibility. So depending on the visibility, that affects what day it happens to the observer also. So when they're looking for the rising of Sothis with the sunrise, it happens only once every 1460 years approximately. And we, after this article, we come up with the belief that it's more like 1323 or 1322 BCE for the year 4 of Seti, which had the rising of Sothis. However, there's no real problem with that. But I wanted to point out that part of the reason we arrived at that was from the writing of an ancient historian. But maybe he was mentioned here too, actually. Let's see. Let's look at chapter 2. I don't remember which article we were reading, but it must have been recent because I can remember it now. So I'm thinking it was recent. This is Sothis? Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think it was this. Yeah, the era of Menephres. Right, we talked about the era of Menephres. It was mentioned by Theon. That was what I was trying to remember, yeah. So we had the historical reference by Theon in the 4th century CE of this difference of 1605 years between the time of the rising of, or the era of, the beginning of the era of Menephres, which was taken by us and by Christine Tetley as well, I believe, to mean the rising of Sothis, which was the beginning of the era of Menephres. And because of the number of years that Theon gave, 1605 years, and knowing when the era of Augustus ended, it's not obvious, because it's the beginning of the Diocletian, I believe, era, and you have to do some research to find out what that is, when that was. Okay, so I didn't even show that calculation, did I, in the chapter? But let's see, 1605. Oh yes, we can add 1605. End of the era of Augustus. All right, so let's look up that 1605. Look up 1605. It was only mentioned once in the article here. So, when is the era? Yeah, we have to look that up. So you have to Google that and find out what that is. But it's 1605 years. Well, she gave the answer of what she, when she thought that date was. Yeah, in her book. I got it from her book. But you can also look it up for yourself, do your own calculation for when the end of the era of Augustus is, whatever that is. When was the era of Diocletian, for example? You know. Let's see. Oh, it's the era of the martyrs, I guess. Right. It's the era of the martyrs, it's also called. Yeah, Diocletian began his reign in 284. So that's the beginning of that Diocletian era, 284. So let's do a little calculation, just see what we get, 284. I'm not worried about it because I know I did it before and I was successful in doing it, but we're going to have to subtract the 284 from something else. So we take, like if we took, or we can add it, actually, 284 plus the 1320, whatever we had for 1324, or 1323, whatever it is. But it's less than that because it's always going to be, there's no zero year. So let's say 284 plus 1322. And he said 1605, right? 1606, you see? So it's very close to the 1605 when you do that calculation. Just wanted to point that out. So we know that our date for the rising of Sothis of 1323 or 1324, which we did, provided we, we arrived at that not just by the calculation of the rising of Sothis, which we do using the program PLSV, and we also use Christine Tetley's, no, not Christine Tetley's, excuse me, it's Rita Gauci, who has a website, and she does the computations for the rising of Sothis, as well as the lunar first visibility, last visibility, and from different places in Egypt and so on. And other places, like Jerusalem sometimes, she does the calculations for different places. So, and you can find those tables on her website. So, but we're fairly sure of when Sothis rose. I mean, but there is uncertainty, so the year can be different, right? I mean, the year when the Egyptians perceived that Sothis rose, could be actually quite different, especially if we don't know what latitude they were using as an observation point. Because there was Memphis in the north, there was Thebes in the south, and these things are 20 years different. Those two places alone are 20 years different. So, in terms of when it would have been observed as the first time it happened in the year, in other words, the beginning of the Sothic year, that every year Sothis rises sometime in July in our calendar, or in the old version of our calendar, which is called the Julian calendar. And that's the calendar used for all the ancient dates. It was always July 17th or 18th when, except that drifts over time because the Julian calendar is not as accurate as the Gregorian for keeping in touch with the, in sync with the seasons. So the, you know, the July 17th or 18th rising is for Memphis in the north. It makes a difference of also 4 days between, roughly 4 days difference as to when it rises. So in Thebes, Sothis rises on the 13th, roughly, of July. Back in those days, in 1300 BCE, in the Julian calendar. And, of course, it would only drift very gradually. So over many centuries, it would get out of sync with that date, because the Julian calendar did not account for the fact that there weren't exactly, you know, 365 and one quarter days in a year, but slightly less than that, 0.2422 or something instead of 0.25 for the fractional part of the number of days in a year. So the Julian calendar still works well enough, but it's also the calendar that was used by the Romans at some point at the beginning of the Julian calendar. So we use that for ancient dates because, well, some people use the Gregorian calendar also for ancient dates. It's going to be after the fact, because nobody knew about the Gregorian calendar until 1582, but of our common era, which is much later. But still, you could use the Gregorian, and some historians do use the Gregorian calendar for these ancient dates. But you have to know which calendar you're using if you want to get the accurate date. But we're always using the Julian calendar generally, so if we don't mention it, it's the Julian calendar. And it was always about July 17th for the rise of Sothis at Memphis, and about July 13th at Thebes, which is in the south. And like I said, the year in which it would have been observed as first rising at the beginning of the calendar year of the Egyptian calendar, that is, that only happened every 1460 years when the Egyptian calendar coincided with July 17th at Memphis, or every 1360 years it would coincide with also with July 13th, four days before, at Thebes. So, I mean, that's how these things were done, but it's great to have, that's not how it was done. That's the reality. But how it was done is a whole it's done using some method of calculation that's provided either through tables or through a program. And we've done that. We tabulated here the rising of Sothis 1315 BCE, July 18th, which it always was somewhere around the 18th or the 17th. So, here it was, look, the 17th for 1323, or 1324 was the 17th. But you see, since that's not Thoth 1 anymore, necessarily, is it? Let's see. It might be. But when every time you go back 4 years, let's show you that. Let's look at that. Just so you understand a little better what's going on. Let's try and do that. Let's try and show you that. So, let's go back to negative 13, right? 23 or whatever. Let's say 1323. Negative 1323. So we're in the approximately the right place. Let's go to Egyptian time. This is on the Will of Jehovah LIAP calculator. We're going to July. Well, we could go to the 13th. We're going to go to the 17th. Here we go. See, it's a pagamental 3 in that year. Right? So, the 18th would be a pagamental 4. Right. So we would have to calculate that. That's interesting. That's 1323 BCE. We can go 1 year forward. No. We were in full moon mode. That was the problem. Full moon mode. Okay. 17th, let's keep it at the 18th first or something for now. A pagamental 4. So if we want it to rise on Thoth 1, it could be the 19th or the 20th. Yeah, it was July 20th. That's right. We took it as not being at Memphis. We took it at a place further north, Pi-Ramesses, which was the capital city that Seti used. And that's how we arrived at that. So that's why. Because that did work for Thoth 1 right there. It is Thoth 1 July 20th in the year 1323 BCE. Doesn't matter what the moon is doing. We're talking about the rising of Sothis. But, yeah, so that explained, that's how we did it in our later articles. But we didn't get to that in this article. But we need to know that. I think, we talked about that, I think, in the Wild Road article, didn't we? Because I remember talking about this. And the most recent article we've done was, other than Born and Raised, which didn't really cover that, the most recent article we did, let me think, it was the Wild Road article, I believe. Oh, here we are, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we could check that out, though, I think. We can check that, because we just had a search somewhere. Let's close that. Or maybe we'll just let's leave these graphs open in case we want to use them. I thought we were using... I guess I closed the tab. Let's open that tab. There we go. Reopen the tab. So now we can search. Let's try... a site search, site colon, and it automatically pops up with my address, my website, the Will of Jehovah, that is. So then we were searching for the word Seth, so we could find out from that Kurt Seth wrote an article in 1931 about evidence in the inscriptions of Seti I that pointed to a Sothic rising which occurred during his first 4 regnal years. And when we looked at his tomb painting, it looked like it wasn't during his first 4 years, but it was, I mean, have we looked at that? Was that in the Wild Road article, or where was that? It's fascinating. The Tomb of Seti. I think, yeah, we talked about that. It's in the Wild Road article. So here it is, Wild Road Ahead to History. If we looked at it, let's go there. There's a lot we can always find things to talk about, it seems, but this is not the right version of it. This is the full article, which doesn't have the photos updated, because when I changed the provider, there was no longer the ability to recognize file names that had punctuation marks or brackets or things, so we lost it. Let's go to Israel 2, see what happens. Okay, there we get the picture. And we'll look for the tomb. Well, we'll just go to the... Let's make it smaller. See, let's go to the Or maybe it's in chapter part one. Oh my goodness, I think it's in part one. Let's look up SETI. There it is. Oh, I see. So this... No, in this, in the Wild Road article, I'm still talking about SETI's year 4 coinciding with 1315, which we do not have that now. So it's SETI's year 4 is now 1323, not 1315. But part of the reason why we ended up changing it was because we got a better, a more firm understanding of what the chronology was for Horemheb, I believe. That was part of it. The tomb of Horemheb and all that. And that came in some articles that came later, where we had only 14 years for Horemheb, and we couldn't put him as ruling as long, so that didn't allow, you know, it didn't allow SETI to begin ruling as late as 1318, which we used to have here in this article. So, I mean, I don't want to gloss over this, but where is SETI's tomb? Let's go back to the top here and see what... No, it's not. It's not in this article. Okay. So let's look up, yeah, I'm trying to remember what other article would have SETI's tomb painting. So I'll look up, let's not put it in quotes, maybe, SETI's tomb. Maybe it's in the Tut article. Yeah, here it is. Maybe it's in the True article, or Uncut Tut. It wouldn't be in the Uncut Tut, would it? Well, it might be in True. Might be in the True article, yeah. Okay, so that's where I mentioned... okay, yeah, it might be where it is. Yeah, holding on tight. That's the one. We're talking about SETI there. And we have the tomb painting in the True article. All the articles are probably True, but this article was called True. That was its name. Let's look up the tomb of... Let's look up the tomb, yeah, because the tomb of SETI is... There it is. It's in chapter 12 of this article, which is a one-page article. The tomb of SETI. This had a lot of important ideas in it, because in the tomb of SETI, we had... Oh, yeah. That's just... Okay, that's... I know it's in this article now, but it's not in that chapter. But... The tomb painting in the tomb, the ceiling had was painted. So let's look up SETI and just see what we find when we jump down here. See, we should be able to have... There it is. That's one of them. It's one of the tomb paintings that showed Sopdet, who represented the star Sothis. Right there. In the tomb, she represented that. What else have we got? Well, look at that. Yeah, here's an example of a picture of the tomb painting. See that? So this is the painting from which those drawings were obtained. I believe she's there. There she is. Right there. And that, but you see this spectacular painting in the tomb of SETI, the father of Rameses II. I'll leave that one open in case we want to come back to it. So in this article, interspersed throughout the article, here's another. I shouldn't have done that, I guess. It's probably better just to Well, there's an illustration. Yeah, this will show it. Why are the colors different? But for whatever reason, yeah, this is a colored version. But yeah, you see, in year three of SETI, something happened. So year three or four, if these indicated years, which were indicated symbolically with different characters, like a bird here, and we're near the end, or we're not near the end exactly of our study, we're getting there. But yeah, I interpreted this when I was viewing the tomb painting, because this scholar, Kurt Seth, had said it was year four, right? But this is, there are four consecutive years in a row when Sothis will rise. The first year being given special recognition, it looks like here. And there's something special at the end, too. But 1, 2, 3, it looks like year three, if this counts the years, for the king, the pharaoh, Seti. And nobody else had ever said anything about that. That was only done by my own research when I looked at the drawing and the painting, and I correlated it with the work of Kurt Seth. Let's see. Okay, so we'll search it in this article. But let's go back. I want to search for Seth. What am I looking for? That's Seth? Yeah. Okay. Doesn't it? Really? I thought the name Seth. Yeah, there it is. Yes, Seth argued that the rising of Sothis referred to by Theon occurred in the first 4 years of the reign of Seti I. This is from the article True. But, of course, it's not the first 4 years when you look at the tomb painting, because you see that had it been the first 4 years, there wouldn't have been two blank squares to start with here. And then there were 4 years when it rose, because in the calendar of Egypt, it's always going to be, I thought we looked at it. Wait a minute, where is it? Didn't we already have this page? And now I can't believe I have to do it again, because we've already done that. We already resized it. I can't believe it, but I was in a different tab apparently, or something. Reloaded the page. Possible, I guess. We need to resize. And yeah, I just want to show you the calendar. We don't have to go back and show you a particular year, but just to show you every year, we can go back 2000 BC if we want. It doesn't really matter when, or even in the present day, it's irrelevant. And when you look at, well, we can go to Egyptian time, every year, you know, if we start with Tybi 7, you change years for that same calendar date, you change by 17 days. If you go back, okay, let's go back 1 day is what I'm trying to do. Starting at Koyak 16, go back 1 day, it changes to Koyak 15, but then you go back 1, 2. Yeah, that's true. But we're talking about every year, though. That's what we're talking about. Every year, if we're at Koyak 9, we go back 1 year, it stays at Koyak 9. Go back another year, stays at Koyak 9. Go back another year, it stays at Koyak 9. Go back the fourth time, and it goes to Koyak 8. And then it stays, again, 4 more years. So every 4 years, the Egyptian calendar changes in the corresponding date by 1 day, according to the, compared to the Julian. That's what I wanted to show, just in that case. So when we look at this drawing, so it takes four years for the rising of Sothis to fall on a different day. He rises on the same day for 4 years in a row in the Egyptian calendar, right, which is also the same day in the Julian calendar, because it's always the same day in the Julian calendar generally, which only changes gradually over the, you know, centuries or whatever. But in the Egyptian calendar, every 4 years, it's a different Egyptian day that corresponded to July 20th or whatever the date is when Sothis would have been rising in a particular city. In that case, Pi Ramesses. So, but 4 years in a row, that's why Kurt Seth said it was in the first 4 years. He meant 4 years in a row, at least. But we disagree with the idea that it was the first 4 years based on that tomb painting. It looks like it wasn't the first 4 years at all, unless we've misunderstood the tomb painting. But he evidently didn't know about the tomb painting, it seems. And unless we were to learn that he did know, which I don't believe he did know, because the tomb painting is clear that those four consecutive years were in starting in year three, roughly. Or, I mean, depending on how you interpret it. Maybe the first symbol represented some special prelude to the 4 years or something like that. We don't know. And the symbol at the end might have represented the last of the 4 years, but I think it's more likely that since it was a different symbol, that fifth symbol doesn't look like the rising of Sothis. It doesn't have a bird symbol like the other four. The first four symbols that appeared beginning in year three were all birds, one in each year, in the row that was evidently intended to be used to show that rising of the star in the time of the king Seti. It was such an important event to the Egyptians. And so, looking at this article, we're looking at Seth, but I also wanted to find Seti's tomb. There's another, I think, illustration of it. Something there. There it is. Yeah, there's this one too. Yeah. This is a tomb painting, right? Okay. This is the one that we were, I think, looking at before. The non-color version, just a black and white drawing of... See that? It's much more vivid too. So there's a special bird, like a vulture, appearing in the third... a column of that row, and then in the subsequent columns it's a different bird, but three years in a row. I'm interpreting it as years. 3 years in a row we have that. And also that the number of years that Seti ruled might be inferred from this as well. That's what convinced me, I think, because there were a number of years here that his rule ended after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, or 10. Looks like he ruled for 10 years according to that. There are 10 elements in that, or 10 columns in that row, and then it ends. That row ends after 10 columns, which suggests that those are the years of his reign. That's what happened. So it's August 21st, 2024. The time is 21:23 hours Eastern Daylight Time. I love you very much. I'm Ward Green. And thank you for listening and watching. And in my behalf, this is Liv Dusty and this is Cassie saying bye for now.